From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time to target Islamic State as part of a Turkish-backed offensive to wrest control of the northern town of El-Bab away from its IS defenders. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said 9 Russian and 8 Turkish jets carried out the combined operation. Russia and Turkey have been on opposing sides in the nearly 6-year Syrian conflict, Moscow backing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Ankara supporting the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said Turkey benefits from such a new relationship.
They were having a tough go at it in trying to take al-Bab from the Islamic State, suffering a number of losses. And so it appears that they need Russian military support, particularly air support.
The two countries are co-sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security issues such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback Wednesday with the announcement by a key rebel group, Ahrar al-Sham, it will not attend. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent said Wednesday at least 70 civilians, including six of its 8 workers, were killed, dozens wounded in northeast Nigeria following an errant military strike that hit a camp for displaced people Tuesday, not Boko Haram insurgents. 46 of the wounded are listed in critical condition. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was set to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces gathered at the border, vowing to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from the West African leadership to step aside. Mr. Jammeh has called the December 1st election fraudulent and called for a new ballot. Tuesday, he declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to head the Commerce Department told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that changing the free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, known as NAFTA, tops his agenda. Wilbur Ross also called China the most protectionist country among the world's powers. And Mr. Trump's choice for U.N. ambassador, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, at her confirmation hearing, condemned last month Security Council resolution critical of Israel's settlement activity and praised the NATO alliance as necessary to contain Russia. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia for its annexation of the Crimea. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms agreement with Moscow.
The reason sanctions have been put in place against Russia has to do with their actions in Ukraine. And it is important for the United States to stand up for the basic principle that big countries don't go around and invade and bully smaller countries.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama also spoke about life after public service.
It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much.
He said while his conversations with Mr. Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office Friday. Colombia will hold delayed peace talks with its second biggest rebel group, the ELN, on February 8th, after the guerrillas agreed to free a political hostage. The captive's release was held up and has held up talks for more than a year. Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said the ELN would meet that demand.
This is the end of the war. This is something which Colombians never thought was possible just a few years ago.
Mr. Santos, who won a Nobel Peace Prize for his negotiations with the FARC rebel group, said adding a peace deal with the ELN would allow him to achieve complete peace in the South American country. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, quoting U.S. and South Korean sources, said North Korea is preparing to test new rockets, including a new upgraded prototype of an intercontinental ballistic missile. In a New Year's Day speech, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime was close to test launching an ICBM. Israel is preparing to deploy a new missile defense shield. The defense ministry says the U.S.-funded Arrow 3 has been handed over to the Air Force and designed to intercept missiles in outer space. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush reported to be in stable condition, resting comfortably in intensive care in a hospital, suffering from pneumonia. Meanwhile, the wife of the 92-year-old Mr. Bush, Barbara, has been also admitted to the same hospital. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.